Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is the Fastnet Thunder and Lightning Special Edition MSU NCAA Baseball Show with Brian Haydad on Super Talk 100.9. Brought to you by Alpha Insurance, Jess Brantley, Boardtown Pizza and Pints, Fastnet, and the Bell Smith.
Play ball!
And now, your host, Brian Haydad.
It's Thursday afternoon. You know what that means. It's Thunder and Lightning Live, Super Talk Mississippi. I'm here live at Boardtown Pizza and Pints for this special edition of Thunder and Lightning. We are brought to you by our friends at Fastnet Fiber Internet, the Bell Smith, he's right over there, Alpha Insurance, Jess Brantley and West Point, and of course, our location today, Boardtown Pizza and Pints. I'm Brian Haydad. This is Carlo Barone. Not a lot of you guys, you know, you might know the face, but this is the guy right here that, you know, says he can eat a lot. Knows a lot about sports.
40 wings is a lot.
Okay. It's not a bad number. Starkville Regional is finally a thing again. It's been 5 long years since we've had postseason baseball here in the city of Starkville, here at Duty Noble Field. I know everybody here is excited for that, as are Carlo and I. And Carlo, we talked earlier today about this regional, about what's going to happen at Duty Noble Field this weekend, and I think you and I are both in agreement that from a draw perspective, Mississippi State has done pretty well. From a pitching perspective, they announced it just about 30, 40 minutes ago that Duke Stone is going to be the guy there for Mississippi State. So it feels like they're set up to have Valinkis and have a full-strength Ryan McPherson ready to go. Everything's in place for Mississippi State to advance to the Super Regionals for the first time since 2021. I like where State sits right this second.
I think the draw is very favorable, and I think a lot of people in here would also agree. The 2 seed, Cincinnati, and then you've obviously got Louisiana and Lipscomb. Lipscomb, a team that you could argue that was the most dominant series that the team had all year. So I think the draw was very good for them to advance to the region or Super Regionals. I mean, we've seen other teams get some harder draws, and they were a higher seed. So I like their chances of moving on, but obviously, you know, it all starts on Friday against Lipscomb. But Duke Stone, I also like that decision. Start him against Lipscomb, and then you've got Valinkis and what could be a very healthy and revamped Ryan McPherson for Sunday. So it's looking like it's going to be a good weekend in Starkville, but obviously you don't want to jinx anything.
The Duke Stone thing, and I was glad we got confirmation. I was really glad that, you know, Brian O'Connor got my text where I said, hey, I need to know before I go on the air Thursday. I need to have that information. I don't want to sit up here and be like, and he was like, Brian, I promise you, you're my first priority. We'll take care of that. So getting Duke Stone, that's just the right decision. You know, it's about winning the regional. You got to win 3 games in 3 days. You got to win game one, obviously, but you got to stack your odds in the way that how do I win game one? How do I win game two? How do I win game three? And going with Duke Stone maximizes your chances of winning game one. This is a team in Lipscomb that Mississippi State's going to play. They've already seen them at Duty Noble Field this year. They were able to sweep them earlier in the season. They had that crazy game, 26-0. I think Kamario Taylor threw for 2 touchdowns on that one. I was really surprised to see the way that when the bracket came out, I'm just not a big rematch guy. Like, they're a 4 seed. You literally could have sent them anywhere. Yeah. If you're Lipscomb's head coach, you had to be looking at that and going, wait a minute. We lost 26-0. Why are we going
we
back?
We had to go right back.
We could have gone anywhere. So, for Mississippi State, the draw is favorable. The pitching setup is favorable. All roads look like they're going to lead to Athens, Georgia next weekend for a super regional matchup. But, Carlo, this is baseball, and there's at least one guy in here who knows that that's a true statement, and he'll talk to us in just a little bit. But anything can happen. But I think as far as Mississippi State's chances go, we have to be as pleased as you can be in this situation.
Absolutely. I think it's set up very well for them, especially with the pitching standpoint, where you don't have to throw Valinkis the first day and kind of risk playing your ace, you're playing your best guy in the first day, and you still got to win a couple more games. You could save him for what should be the hardest matchup on Saturday, either against Cincinnati in all likelihood or Louisiana. So I like the pitching matchup. And when you've had favorable pitching for Mississippi State this year, I think it's worked out really well in their favor. If you look at the Vanderbilt series, obviously McPherson goes down, but that was one of the series that they played their best baseball. So I think that matching up wise, this was a very good series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cincinnati is also very aggressive. We talked about this earlier. very aggressive on the as base runners, but that's not something that State has. They haven't faced a lot of teams that do that, but they've
right.
lost to teams that have had much better pitching. And in these three other teams in the regional, none of them are calibers of Texas, Auburn, and the other teams that you really see them struggle against.
Yeah, I almost wish Mississippi State had had a series with Kentucky this year, because that's the only other team I can think of that plays a similar style to what Cincinnati has. Of course, you know, we're making that assumption. That is game two of the Starkville Regional, 6 p.m. first pitch between Cincinnati and Louisiana. That might actually be the best pitching matchup of the weekend, because their two aces are going to go at it. I believe it's Cody Breaks is how you pronounce it, for Louisiana. And then for Cincinnati, Nathan Taylor, that's that guy's name. That's that guy's name right there as well. So that's why we're making jokes up here. But that should be a really good matchup. And then on Saturday, 8 p.m. first pitch at Duty Noble Field. Some people may have had some beverages of a certain kind. Some people will have those
some
beverages.
Some people. Not
all. Not all. Not all.
Not everybody.
But that's going to be an unbelievable crowd at Diddy Noble Field if Mississippi State is in the winner's bracket there. I think another reason to be excited about Mississippi State in this situation is, from a hitting perspective, they were able to hit the ball really, really well at Texas A&M a couple weekends ago. And I know that's a park that offensively it can be helpful to play there.
Yes.
But at the same time, if you're a bad hitting team and you go to Texas A&M, it doesn't necessarily mean, hey, we're just going to get hits. State hit the ball well in every game. They hit the ball well against Missouri. And even though they only put three runs on the board, they hit the ball well against Georgia.
I would agree.
Some line drives that were just right at them balls.
A lot of unlucky plays there as well.
When you hit into four double plays, there is a element of luck to that.
100%.
There is, you know, we hit the ball. We got a guy on base. We hit the ball in the wrong spot. If it had been a foot the other way, it's probably an RBI single, something like that. So for the Bulldogs, I feel like they're clicking as much as they can. It's interesting in that, you know, they finished SEC play 3-6 the last three weekends. But I thought they played well against Texas A&M. They obviously had the big win against Auburn here. And then in the next game, we're in the game and just give up a home run there in the ninth inning. The Ben Davis third inning corollary
came
into effect.
Yeah, I don't know why that keeps happening.
And then against Texas, you know, they won the Saturday game, the Duke Stone start, and they were up 5-0.
Should have won the Sunday.
I struggle to say should have won when you give up nine runs unanswered inning, but they played well enough early in that game that, you know, it was 5-0 Mississippi State. You think they're going to win that game. It just doesn't end up turning out that way.
O'Connor had talked about it, too. They've been competitive in every single game that they've played this year except for the Saturday game against Auburn when they got run ruled. So they're right there with these teams. It just feels like sometimes they can't really get the big hit.
Feels like at some point it's got to regress back to the mean, and you've got to
– yes.
The breaks have got to go your way.
Yes.
Thunder and Lightning live today here at Boardtown. We are brought to you in part by Alpha Insurance. Jess Brantley, your hometown agent in West Point. Alpha Insurance, where every dollar counts. Also, FastNet Fiber Internet. Call today, and that's about their smart home Wi-Fi. Call 1-800-431-1544. One thing about regionals is there's always somebody that steps up and has the big performance.
Yes.
I'm going to give you two names, and they're the two names you probably expect me to say, but Ace Reese and Jacob Parker are hitters that, you know, Reese right now, I think I saw the latest draft board had him in the top 15. He's skyrocketing up. He's going to be a high first-round pick. Jacob Parker is going to be a really high first-round pick in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
That's great news for Mississippi State fans, but I feel like both of those guys this weekend – are going to have something to say. I expect the ball to fly out of the yard a little bit. We got to get this air to be a little less thick.
Yeah.
It's a little humid outside right now.
I could do without the humidity.
Well, welcome to the side. Yep. We'll give you guys a little inside baseball here. That we had a press conference with O'Connor after a game a few weeks ago.
Oh,
I think,
yeah.
Was it the Vanderbilt game?
I think so. Yeah.
He
like
comes
March.
In, and honestly, I'm thinking, he looks like he's sick, like he's got a cold or something. And when the press conference wraps up, he goes, man, this Mississippi heat. And the whole media corps was like, oh, coach, you got no idea. It's like 80 out there right now. It feels great out here in Mississippi today. What are you talking about, this heat? This might be the first real weekend to introduce them to the Mississippi heat and humidity. And of course, that's something to keep an eye on. And for Mississippi State, if the weather does become a factor, you got to pull a pitcher out and there's a long delay. State having the deepest bullpen is definitely going to go a long way as well.
Yeah, I think their bullpen has been, honestly, pretty good recently. And also, talking about hitting and guys that need to step up, Noah Sullivan has been hot as of late.
He's been really good these past few weeks.
Ace Reese was up and down, and then now he's kind of trending in the right direction. And especially at home, Reese has been really good at home recently. Noah Sullivan had a great SEC tournament. You get those two guys in the two and three hole, I believe. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's when you can get the top of the lineup going, the bottom has shown that they can also step up when they need to.
Yeah.
So if they can get those two guys going, man, it would be huge. And, yes, the bullpen has been spectacular as of late. And I think, like we've talked about, you know, the pitching matchup and the teams that they're going to play mm-hmm. favors the Bulldogs, especially with Ryan McPherson coming back.
State's bullpen has been, when it's been really good, it's been really, really good. It's just that when they have those moments where they blow up a little bit, yeah. they're big. You think about what we just mentioned with Ben Davis, Brendan Sweeney in the Georgia game, where he just kind of melted down for a minute. But there have been other times where they've just come in and, you know, they've needed six outs, they've needed nine outs, and they just get them. And so I really like State's pitching depth here, especially against these other teams. Louisiana is an interesting team because they're hot right now, but when you look at them from a statistical standpoint, they're only hitting .260 as a team. Team ERA is up around 5. They just won some games late, and you can't take that away from them, right? It makes them dangerous as we get here to this point in the season, but that's a team that if they do make it out of this first game with Cincinnati and State sees them in the winner's bracket, I don't know that they have the firepower offensively to get that done.
No, I don't know if they can hit against Valinkas and win a game at Duty Noble Field in the postseason.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the other side of that coin is you're going to be facing Tomas
Valinkas. You're going to be facing one of the best pitchers in the entire conference, if not all of college baseball. I mean, you got to think he has, what, two games with over 12 strikeouts, 13 mm-hmm. and 14?
Yeah.
He played that one game against Georgia, but O'Connor talked about how he's on a pitch count on the SEC, or excuse me, Missouri. And
still went
tournament.
Six innings.
Yeah, and he still went six innings. I mean, that tells you really the story of that game, too. But
it's always good when you have a strikeout pitcher who is efficient. Mm-hmm. If you're a strikeout pitcher like Valinkas is, and you go to the sixth inning and you're still sitting about 70 pitches, you know you're
doing
in
a
complete
good
command
yeah.
right there. So lots to talk about here on the show. We are so glad. Got a good crowd here at Boardtown. I'm very excited, including my guy Hayes right here. Who I want to wish a happy birthday to, by the
way.
Happy
birthday.
Was it yesterday? All right, happy birthday to you, my friend. We're going to be joined in just a few minutes by, watch, I'm going to get embarrassing right here, by a Bulldog legend. We're going to be joined by former Diamond Dog Cole Gordon in just a few minutes. The last out of baseball recorded at Duty Noble Field in the postseason, I believe this man recorded it. Had a strikeout there in the, that's 19. My bad. See, I'm an old guy.
Come on, Brian.
I slip every now and then. I'm just trying to give him credit, and he didn't want to take it there. So we have got that coming up. Cole Gordon's going to join the show in just a minute. We're going to relive some of the fun moments that he's had in postseason baseball and a lot more. So really appreciate everybody who's come out today, and we're going to have a great time all the way up to 2 o'clock. Plus, at the end of the show, we are going to give away this awesome cowbell here from our friends at the Bellsmith. We've got a tub full of entries right now. We're going to pull a winner and see who gets this awesome cowbell courtesy of our friends at the Bellsmith. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Thunder and Lightning live from Boardtown Pizza and Pints, brought to you by the Bellsmith, Fastnet Fiber Internet, and Alpha Insurance. Jess Brantley in West Point.
This weekend, postseason baseball is back at the Dude. And hey, if you're not at the Dude, come to the District at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. Before, during, or after the game, stop by and enjoy Boardtown's mouth-watering appetizers, fresh salads, and of course, their legendary handmade pizzas, crafted fresh and served hot. And wash it all down with the beverages and brews you love. Open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. all weekend long. It's the next best thing to being at the Dude this weekend. It's Boardtown Pizza and Pints at 705 University Drive, Suite C in Starkville.
When it comes to insurance, one size does not fit all. At Alpha, our friendly hometown team will steer you in the right direction towards the protection you need at a price you can afford. We offer a variety of discounts for a variety of reasons, from your car's safety features to your history of safe driving. Call Alpha agent Jess Brantley at 662-494-4142 to drive away with savings today.
The past few years, we've all come to realize how important it is to be connected. When other internet companies wouldn't bring fast, reliable service to our area, Fastnet was created. Now, Fiber-fast affordable internet is available throughout the four-county service territory and the cities of West Point and Macon. So when you're tired of high prices, contracts, fine print, and poor service, give FastNet a chance. It's internet you can count on by people you know and trust.
In sports, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha policy comes with personal service from our hometown team. Call Alpha to start saving today. In West Point, call Alpha agent Jess Brantley at 662-494-4142 or stop by our office at 36 South Forest Street in West Point.
This weekend, postseason baseball is back at the Dude. And hey, if you're not at the Dude, come to the District at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. Before, during, or after the game, stop by and enjoy Boardtown's mouth-watering appetizers, fresh salads, and of course, their legendary handmade pizzas, crafted fresh and served hot. And wash it all down with the beverages and brews you love. Open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. all weekend long. It's the next best thing to being at the Dude this weekend. It's Boardtown Pizza and Pints at 705 University Drive, Suite C in Starkville.
You're listening to the Thunder and Lightning Special Edition MSU NCAA Baseball Show with Brian Haydad on Super Talk 100.9.
All right, we are back here live at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. Thunder and Lightning live, brought to you by Fastnet Fiber Internet, Alpha Insurance, Jess Brantley, the Bell Smith, and of course here live at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. He's been on the podcast with me a few times. I think he's been on the radio show at least once. When the Cole Gordon joins us, one of my favorite former Diamond Dogs, and just an all-around nice guy.
No, I appreciate that. That's a nice compliment.
There you go. When we talk about postseason baseball, you were involved in some of the biggest wins in Mississippi State history. You know, you think about 2018, 2019, and even really 2017 as well, you know, with the regional down in Hattiesburg. What's the memory that stands out the most for you? It's got to be the final out in 2019, right?
Yeah, and actually it was the whole inning before leading up to it. Because you look at it go through and you just have guys who meant so much to Mississippi State. Mississippi State meant so much to them, and they were able to go out with Jake getting a single, McNamee's big home run. So it was just kind of like so much time spent together with such a good group of guys that, you know, we got to end it on the field that meant so much to us. So it was a really cool moment in 19.
McNamee's home run is, you know, you're in the press box. You're supposed to be professional. Supposed to, you know, I mean, like, we're not here to cheer. We're not here to. I may have said a curse word when the ball came off the bat there, because I realized I was like, that's gone.
Yep.
And the moment of all that. And then, of course, you know, 2018 down in Tallahassee, again with McNamee. Possibly, I mean, if you said create a tier of Mississippi State home runs, it's no worse than second, probably.
I find it hard to believe, if you know, and I know there's been a lot of big home runs, but that's just one of those backyard baseball wiffle ball home run moments of two strikes, you know, two outs, last chance, and just to be able to do that and to be in that moment, it was really a surreal feeling for everybody.
I have watched that particular play, I mean, maybe 1,000 times, and every time when the ball leaves his hand, it's like, I can't believe he just left the changeup right there in the middle of the plate for him.
Well, that was like his 150th pitch that game. I think to me, the thing too is you know, the call by Jim Ellis on it was just, you know, spectacular, and you can re-listen to that over and over again, and
absolutely,
it still gives you chills.
What's different, you know, it just seems like an obvious question, but what's different about postseason baseball from a preparation, from a mentality standpoint?
Well, you know, there is no tomorrow. You know, with everything else, on a weekend game, on a series, you always have next weekend, next, you know, situation, you can always get something back. When you get to the postseason, that is what it is. You have to show up. You have to perform. The best teams, you know, if they don't show up, they're going to lose, and that's it for the season. All the hard work, all the time you put in. So the amount of stress and the amount of pressure definitely gets amplified, because everything you've worked for since the fall has now come to fruition and it's time to perform.
When you think about, you know, your first few years at Mississippi State, 2017, 2018 specifically, you're on the road for regional play in both those. How fulfilling was it in 2019 to be able to host postseason play and be able to play in front of your own fans?
Yeah, it's incredible, because, you know, they show up all year and, you know, you play hard, you want to get there. And there is something really special about, and it makes the postseason so much better for you, because, you know, the energy is so big in the postseason because the pressure is so high. And when the energy is typically always on your side with fans cheering on your side going through, it kind of just adds a layer of comfort to you as you're playing in those high stress situations.
And then, you know, for you, talk about high stress situations as a closer coming in 2019. You think about that huge crowd Everybody's in there. They're going crazy. As you mentioned, just had that incredible inning of baseball. And now your music's playing, and you're going to walk out to the mound and get those final three outs. What's going through your mind?
Yeah, it's, you know, the whole thing, too, is when you're going through it, you're talking about being professional in the press box. When I was warming up, I had to stay focused because we still had a job
right.
to do going through. But it's hard not to take it in. And, you know, for me, jogging into that and getting on the back of the mound is just kind of one of those times where you have to give yourself a second to really take in that moment. We knew at the time that was going to be the last time pitching at Mississippi State, or at least that was the plan going into the game. We
didn't
want to lose that one. So it was just one of those things. You take it in for a moment, but then, you know, you put in so much time and effort to work that you start focusing on what you're there to do.
I like to think about your career because I remember the 2019, the preseason, we're coming out for media and doing everything, and you were laughing. You're like, I'm not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
You know, you were ready to move on into the private sector, and then last minute you were like, nah, I'll come back. You had probably a good decision in long term.
Well, I loved it, you know, and I was very fortunate after to get a chance to play and do those things. So I'm so happy I did. I think it worked out. I got to meet some people that I wouldn't have met otherwise, and so it was truly an incredible year. I thought 19 was one of the most fun years I had playing baseball because for so long you stress about it, you put pressure on yourself, and then at that point, you know, a lot of my thought process there was anything bad that can happen, I've already done. So what's the worst thing that can happen coming back and doing it? And so it just led to a freedom of just truly getting to enjoy playing and enjoying the guys, and it was one of the most fun seasons I've ever had.
You've watched this team this year, and you've seen the way they play. What about this team do you see some of your teams in?
I think this team looks like they get along as a group, which I think is so important in postseason. I think one of the things that really stands out to me is the maturity of some of the at-bats. I mean, up and down the lineup, you just have not just good hitters, but people who can put together great at-bats. I think you really kind of saw the lineup take over and move. When Gehrig moved to the leadoff spot, you had a little more consistency in the older at-bats going through there. And then you can flip it over with Bryce Chance at the end. You know, obviously we have those meet in the middle, but I mean, it's just things like that. There's depth, there's consistency, and that's what shows up in the postseason. The flash and bang's kind of there, but the depth and consistency will really play.
Doesn't Bryce remind you of a player that would have been a superstar? I mean, not that you played a long time ago, but you think about 2018, 2019, a player like Bryce Chance. I mean, there's some mangum in the way he plays his game.
Yeah, and it's just that's just a love for the game. It's just like truly showing up and wanting to be there, wanting to practice, wanting to play. I mean, you talk about in 17 and 18 too, like we were on the road. I mean, those teams had to fight to kind of get where they were. And so I think you see that in Bryce. I think you see that in a lot of the guys they have. It's just, you know, those teams had to fight to get where they were. And I think it's just an exceptional compliment to his character and how he competes.
You know, 2017, that regional might have some similarities with what we're going to see this weekend in that the weather may play a large role. That was one of the most delayed regionals I've ever seen down there in Hattiesburg. As a pitcher, how do you handle it when you're like, I may go in, I may not? It just depends on what the weather does.
Well, it's a lot easier as a reliever because you're always on that. The starters are the ones who really have to, because, you know, they typically have a longer period to get ready. If you're coming in relief, you have time to get ready. So for them, it's just, you know, getting focused, getting locked in, and then resetting, getting relaxed. You know, it's really hard to stay locked in for 8 hours when you have a rain delay going through. So I think it's going to be big for them. I think the good thing for us going into this weekend with the rain is we have a lot of depth in the pen, a lot of talent and arms. So it could give a lot of people a chance to step up, and I think we have the ability to do that.
Is Jacob Billingsley one of the most underrated? Because people talk about great all-time performances. It doesn't get mentioned enough.
Regional, no.
But he was incredible, and he's the reason. He's one of the big reasons that team was able to go on to a super regional.
Yeah, and then there was a ton of big at-bats. I mean, there was Cody Brown's home run, things like that going through.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Billingsley's outing in the Southern Regional completely gets overlooked because, I mean, without that, we were thin on pitching.
Mm-hmm.
We were hurting. We were low. And for him to step up, and he didn't just complete the game. He dominated the game. I mean, it was a great game. I think it was great for him. I mean, if you saw how much work he put in throughout his career here, for him to get a little bit of that, you know, just joy of being able to experience that, I think it was really well deserved.
So Lipscomb's already been here once this year, you know, Louisiana and Cincinnati coming in. I'm sure you've had conversations with players as they visit Duty Noble Field. What is that like for players who don't play in front of those kind of crowds every week?
Yeah, it's hard, you know, and it's hard because when you experience it, I mean, Lipscomb got to see it a little bit this year, but when you come in for the first time and you see it, it's hard not to get taken back from it and take it in more and just to really focus on the stadium and the people and the atmosphere more than the game. And you know, it's an advantage for us because that gives us, you know, we can stay in tune to the game and go through. But it is, I mean, and I think that's so cool. That's a really cool thing. I think it's, you know, it's a good reason why, you know, people want to come play here, because you want to experience that. This is what you sign up for. This is what you dream of, is a crowd like that.
You know, 2018, you played with a freshman class of guys like Tanner Allen and Rowdy Jordan and those guys, and they were great players. But Jacob Parker looks like a different kind of freshman. I've been saying it a couple times on the podcast. He shouldn't be here. Yeah. He should be in the minors right now, you know, playing up against his brother, which that's the other side of that coin, is his brother went seventh in the draft, and then this guy is this good? How good is the brother? But when you see him, he can't look like a freshman to you.
No, he doesn't look like it. I mean, the physical maturity, the bat, the at-bat, the power, it's all there. And, I mean, I think we're really fortunate that he was able to make it to campus. You know, credit to what you want. I'm glad the scouts missed when they did, and now they can see it after. But, no, he's an incredible talent. I think, you know, this is a really cool moment because not many people get to show up as a freshman and truly contribute to the season and now a chance in the postseason. So I think he's a great player. I think his ceiling is incredibly high, and I'm just really excited to see how he grows.
Hey, Thunder and Lightning special edition show here live at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. We got a whole read written down. I'm going to skip all of that just to tell you this is one of my favorite places to eat in all of Starkville. If you can catch me here, I'm always having a good time. Tyler and his staff, fantastic people. It's a great place to come before the game. It's a great place to come after the game if you want to eat a great meal here in Starkville, the best pizza in town. And I got, you know, on the beat, we have Northerners coming every now and then, and I'm always like, is this pizza? And it holds up.
Yeah, it is delicious.
It's outstanding. Please, if you're in the Starkville area this weekend, come see my friends at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. I want to talk about another freshman real quick, Jack Bauer. Mm-hmm. Again, a guy that probably shouldn't be playing college baseball right now. From just when you watch that guy pitch and the way he throws the baseball, how is he able to do the things he does?
I mean, mechanically, he just syncs up his body so well. If you watch it, it doesn't look very jerky. It doesn't look like he's trying to gather. But his body gathers and is able to just kind of transfer the energy so well that it comes out. And I think the coaching staff deserves an incredible compliment of how they've handled him this season. Obviously an incredible talent, obviously a guy who can come in and just really wow you with the stuff. And the way that they've kind of primed him and gotten him ready, I think he's in a good spot to really take off and kind of be able to show more of his true colors. They've slow played the innings. They've kind of given him chances and big moments and then let him rest and go through. So I think he is just primed and ready to really kind of take off, because I mean, you don't, that arm doesn't come around. Starkville college pros, like, it is a very, very special arm and a very special ability. So I think we're very blessed to be able to see it, and I'm excited for what they have.
Only got about a minute left, but they talked about him saying they tweaked something with his mechanics. Is that a dangerous thing? Because you think, hey, you got this far doing what you were doing. Is it dangerous sometimes to tweak it?
No, I think you're always looking to get better in a way, and I think everyone has room for improvement in some form. But I'm sure they didn't mess with too much as far as, you know, mechanically for velocity. But just in order to kind of get his body maybe more in line to be more in the zone, because when your stuff's that good, you don't need to leave it that often.
Absolutely. Cole Gordon, former Diamond Dog, great to see you, man. Always
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your time.
I appreciate you.
Appreciate you coming on with us.
Yeah.
Talk to you again soon. All right, when we come back, Carlo will rejoin the show, and we'll talk some more Mississippi State baseball. We are here live at Boardtown Pizza and Pints for Thunder and Lightning. We're brought to you by Alpha Insurance, Jess Brantley, Fastnet Fiber Internet, and the Bellsmith. We'll be back in just a minute.
The past few years, we've all come to realize how important it is to be connected. When other internet companies wouldn't bring fast, reliable service to our area, Fastnet was created. Now, fiber fast, affordable internet is available throughout the 4-county service territory and the cities of West Point and Macon. So when you're tired of high prices, contracts, fine print, and poor service, give Fastnet a chance. It's internet you can count on by people you know and trust.
In sports, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha policy comes with personal service from our hometown team. Call Alpha to start saving today. In West Point, call Alpha agent Jess Brantley at 662-494-4142 or stop by our office at 36 South Forest Street in West Point.
This weekend, postseason baseball is back at the Dude. And hey, if you're not at the Dude, come to the District at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. Before, during, or after the game, stop by and enjoy Boardtown's mouth-watering appetizers, fresh salads, and of course, their legendary handmade pizzas, crafted fresh and served hot. And wash it all down with the beverages and brews you love. Open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. all weekend long. It's the next best thing to being at the Dude this weekend. It's Boardtown Pizza and Pints at 705 University Drive, Suite C in Starkville.
Some internet companies will promise you anything, but there's always a catch. Not with Fastnet. All we promise is fiber fast speed at a price you can afford, with no contracts, no fine print, brought to you by local folks you know and trust. So don't get taken in by slick promises and deals that end all too soon. Try Fastnet, where we deliver what we promise. Fast internet, affordable prices, brought to you by 4 County, a local company with a long history of service.
When it comes to insurance, one size does not fit all. At Alpha, our friendly hometown team will steer you in the right direction towards the protection you need at a price you can afford. We offer a variety of discounts for a variety of reasons, from your car's safety features to your history of safe driving. Call Alpha agent Jess Brantley at 662-494-4142 to drive away with savings today.
You're listening to the Thunder and Lightning Special Edition MSU NCAA Baseball Show with Brian Haydad on Super Talk 100.9.
We are back here live at Boardtown Pizza and Pints for Thunder and Lightning Live, celebrating the Starkville Regional, the return of postseason baseball to Duty Noble Field for the first time since 2021. I could be mistaken. I think something good happened at the end of the 2021 season. Am I right about that? Am I correct? Very good. Very good. We are presented by the Bellsmith Alpha Insurance, Jess Brantley, Fastnet Fiber Internet, and, of course, where we're coming to you live from today, Boardtown Pizza and Pints, right here in the Cotton District. This place is going to be jumping all weekend long. We're excited. Carlo Barone is back with me. Thank you, sir. And, Carlo, you know, this is where I got to put on my teacher hat for you a little bit here, because we got to talk about some postseason baseball.
Not a rope hat.
Huh? It's not a rope. It would never be a rope. By the way, we got some hats over here. They're not rope hats, though.
Oh,
I'm sorry about
man.
That. The guys from Fastnet, they are old guys like me. They were like, rope hats, that doesn't work for us. So we appreciate
it. I'm sure they had such a big influence on
them. Yeah, well, I mean, they brought the hats.
Yeah.
So there you go. You know, it's funny to think about Mississippi State. Now, Mississippi State hasn't hosted a regional in every year, but it's been a long time since Mississippi State has lost a regional game. I think 2013 they lost. You know, they went unscathed through 2016, 2019 regional, 2021 regional, didn't drop any games in there. So, you know, you could say it's been 13 years, but it's only been a couple of regionals.
Yeah.
It's been four regionals. But, you know, that's what is supposed to happen. You know, when you're the higher seeded team, you should come out of these things like that. But there have been, you know, the super regional moments are the ones that really stand out. You know, we just had Cole on talking about 2019 and that crazy game against Stanford, where we have the magic of that final inning with Jake Mangum and Elijah McNamee's final at bats. You know, 2021, you had that showdown with Notre Dame here, where Nico Cavadas hit a ball that may or may not have entered orbit around this planet when he hit it. But Mississippi State was able to win it. It was a really good super regional, two out of three. You know, there have been some tough moments here, obviously. 2016, where I thought that team was maybe the best team in the country all season long, but they ran into a really hot Arizona team here in Starkville with Bobby Dalbec. I don't know if you know that name or not. He was that was the guy that I was really positive. I may be getting thrown out of here for saying his name. Really good baseball player, and it just didn't click for him in the majors for whatever reason. But this is the time where, you know, if you're a Mississippi State fan and you think about Clark, Palmeiro, Mangum, Tanner Allen, the postseason is where that's done. There's been lots of great Bulldog hitters that had fantastic regular seasons. The ones that get remembered for all time are the ones who show up in the postseason.
Absolutely. I mean, you could say it with any sport, in any college, professional. It's all about the postseason. And
yeah,
there's plenty of guys I feel like they could step up and have those moments maybe in this postseason if they're able to go on a long run. I mean, Ace Reese individually has had a great two regular seasons mm-hmm. for Mississippi State. But like we talked about with Brooks Bryan earlier, it's a whole different season when the postseason. 0-0, everyone's in the field. It's a completely different game, a different feel with everything. So it's time for guys like Reese
you know, leader of the team, Noel Sullivan, who's been there 2 years now, mm-hmm. one of the leaders on the team. I mean, even Jacob Parker at this point, I mean, on the field, maybe leader of the team as a freshman, 18 years old. It's time for those guys to really step up and maybe elevate their game a little bit. And I feel like they've got plenty of candidates to do so.
Parker's such an interesting study because this is a guy who's a true freshman. He could start to put the first, you know, bricks of the foundation of his legacy in place this year.
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy that I think you and I both agree that by the time he's a junior at Mississippi State, he is going to be a potential SEC and National Player of the Year kind of candidate. He should be a guy who's hitting 20, 25 home runs in a season, hitting 350 or so. A guy who could potentially be a top five pick in the MLB draft when it's all said and done. But, again, the difference between being, you know, there are players you said, oh, yeah, he was a good player. I say a player's name, and he was a good player. Oh, he was a great player. Oh, man, he was a legend. The legends are the ones who get it done right now. And if you're Jacob Parker and you're thinking ahead, you're like 3 years of being in the postseason is in front of you, the chance to start hot right now and be a guy that that makes his legacy what it is, it starts this weekend for him.
The fact that he's shining as much as he is on a very senior-led team is just shows how good he is already. I mean, we talked with Brooks earlier in the season how good he is at reading pitches, and he only really swings at strikes. I mean, that's stuff that you develop as you go on in college. And
right.
He's already starting to do that. So the fact that he's shining on a team that's so senior-led, senior-heavy, I mean, you look down – everywhere but really the bullpen, honestly, is very much juniors and seniors. The fact that he's doing that really shows the potential that he has to be one of the great State players. I mean, if you look at a freshman, he's definitely one of the better ones they've had
in a long time.
So he could end up being one of the great State players if he continues that trajectory. And it all starts this weekend. I mean, he's already made his mark on the fan base as someone that, you know, they love and they don't really want to keep out of the lineup. And when he is subbed out of the lineup, not very happy on Twitter, but
yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah, they're not too happy about that, but I don't think he'll ever be subbed out from this point on. I mean,
no,
he's second in home runs on the team.
Yeah, he's in the lineup card in Sharpie
at
this point.
Yeah, he's one of those guys locked in.
The thing that strikes me about Parker when I think about him is I remember the first SEC series of the year against Arkansas, and he's in the lineup. He's hitting like 255, 260, and he goes and he comes out of the weekend hitting like 310. And then a couple weeks later, he's hitting 350. It's normally the other way around.
Yeah.
It's normally a freshman comes into SEC play hitting 350, 360. Then they face SEC pitching, and it drops down to 250, 260. This is a guy who's gotten better as the season has gone along. And, you know, think about, you know, when he was first in the lineup, he was batting eighth, seventh, like that. Now he's your cleanup man.
Yeah.
You know, you've got him at the behind an All-American in Ace Reese, an All-SEC guy in Noah Sullivan, and then it's this freshman, Jacob Parker. Reese, Sullivan, and Parker this weekend should have really good weekends for Mississippi State against pitching that, you know, Reese has feasted on non-SEC
absolutely.
Pitching. He's hitting close to 500 non-SEC pitching. I expect big weekends out of those guys.
Not to mention, too, that they're probably not going to have to play these teams' best pitchers either.
No.
They will
against Lipscomb, but that's it.
I mean,
they've already faced that guy, though.
Yeah, exactly. So I think with the matchups, with the hitting, you're not playing their best pitchers. You're playing them on a second day in a row. I mean, that is key success, and that's key matchups that I think Mississippi State has a huge, huge edge. And talking about Parker, too, I mean, the fact that he's gotten better through SEC play, like you said, is very alarming. I go back to that Ole Miss series. I think he had two or three home runs. He had one the first day and then one the last day. You could just see him develop through the whole year. It's kind of like Jack Bauer as well. You know,
yeah.
He was in the midweeks, and you know, he didn't play for 3 or 4 weeks, and then now he's bona fide in the lineup for you as a weekend guy going against some of the best in the country. I go back to that Georgia series too. I mean, they were down in that game. It was just not working, and he comes in, I believe, 3 or 4 scoreless innings. That was the most he had pitched, and that's against the SEC champs. So
yeah,
they've developed guys throughout the year that have just gotten better. So it's very encouraging from that aspect.
Bauer has been an unbelievable player for Mississippi State this year, a guy that I'm so excited to see what the future looks like. for him. This Thunder and Lightning Special Edition show is brought to you in part by Alpha Insurance. Jess Brantley, your hometown agent in West Point. Alpha Insurance, where every dollar counts. Also, FastNet Fiber Internet. Call them today and ask about their smart home Wi-Fi. Call 1-800-431-1544. Do I have to call, or can I just talk to those guys at that table right there? I think they'll just hook me up with some fiber internet. I need that at my home. Bauer is a guy that I don't know how you manage the weekend, obviously. You know, you maybe you can do this, but if it somehow ended up in a game four, if State were to lose a game along the way, Bauer is who I would want to see on the mound for Mississippi State. And now that seems incredible to think when you're my guy, you give him his first ever start in a game that it's win or go home.
Yeah.
That's huge pressure, but I think he's up to the task.
I think there's no debate that he's probably the fourth best pitcher on the team. So you have to start him in a game four on Monday. I mean, that's probably who you want. And also, talking about the plan with that weekend, you probably want to – I mean, you have to prepare for kind of all these situations and scenarios. He probably would, if I had to guess, play earlier in the weekend. So if he does have to play later, it wouldn't be the biggest thing in the world. That means he would have to come into relief probably either in game one, at the very latest, in game two on Saturday. But Bauer, yeah, the development – piece for him this year has been great. Give him another full offseason. Yeah.
We'll see what happens. All right, when we come back, we're going to get you ready for football season. We're going to bring a little bit of football season here to this show. We're going to give you playmakers and predictions for the Starkville Regional and for Mississippi State Baseball. Back in just a minute. This is Thunder and Lightning live at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. We're brought to you by the Bellsmith, FastNet Fiber Internet, and Alpha Insurance, Jess Brantley and West Point. We'll wrap it up when we come back.
The past few years, we've all come to realize how important it is to be connected. When other internet companies wouldn't bring fast, reliable service to our area, FastNet was created. Now, fiber fast, affordable internet is available throughout the four-county service territory and the cities of West Point and Macon. So when you're tired of high prices, contracts, fine print, and poor service, give FastNet a chance. It's internet you can count on by people you know and trust.
When it comes to insurance, one size does not fit all. At Alpha, our friendly hometown team will steer you in the right direction towards the protection you need at a price you can afford. We offer a variety of discounts for a variety of reasons, from your car's safety features to your history of safe driving. Call Alpha agent Jess Brantley at 662-494-4142 to drive away with savings today.
This weekend, postseason baseball is back at the Dude. And hey, if you're not at the Dude, come to the District at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. Before, during, or after the game, stop by and enjoy Boardtown's mouth-watering appetizers, fresh salads, and of course, their legendary handmade pizzas, crafted fresh and served hot. And wash it all down with the beverages and brews you love. Open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. all weekend long. It's the next best thing to being at the Dude this weekend. It's Boardtown Pizza and Pints at 705 University Drive, Suite C in Starkville.
Some internet companies will promise you anything, but there's always a catch. Not with FastNet. All we promise is fiber fast speed at a price you can afford with no contracts, no fine print, brought to you by local folks you know and trust. So don't get taken in by slick promises and deals that end all too soon. Try FastNet, where we deliver what we promise. Fast internet, affordable prices, brought to you by 4County, a local company with a long history of service.
In sports, every point counts, and at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha policy comes with personal service from our hometown team. Call Alpha to start saving today. In West Point, call Alpha agent Jess Brantley at 662-494-4142 or stop by our office at 36 South Forest Street in West Point.
You're listening to the Thunder and Lightning Special Edition MSU NCAA Baseball Show with Brian Haydad on Super Talk 100.9.
We're having a great time down here in Starkville in the Cotton District at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. It's Thunder and Lightning live here with you on a Thursday. I'll be going after this as well. 3 o'clock, Sports Talk Mississippi, live on Super Talk. Super Talk app, supertalk.fm, Super Talk TV. There's a lot of places with the word Super Talk in them.
Yeah, a lot of
We're very brand heavy, as we should be. We are brought to you by Fastnet Fiber Internet, the Bell Smith, Alpha Insurance, Jess Brantley, and of course our location today, Boardtown Pizza and Pints. Earlier today, they brought me a pizza. I ate a whole pizza in 9 minutes.
Yeah, when
I had to get it down quickly because it's they were like, here's the pizza, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm like, I got so much time to do this, so I had to channel some of some 2022 Brian there.
You had to huff it down, man.
I did.
We have a show, but
I did. You know, that's what the pros do when you got to show up, when you got to deliver in the clutch. If the clutch involves eating a whole pizza in 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Other than that, probably not. So,
definitely not wings.
Don't. They got wings here. Don't make me cook some.
They're good.
I'll tell them to cook some. So here's what we're gonna do. Carlo hasn't made it through football season with us yet, but if you're a longtime Thunder and Lightning listener, you know that we do the three P's every Friday: preview, playmaker, and prediction. We've been doing the preview this whole show. It's time for playmaker and prediction. Carlo, I want you to give me the batter and the pitcher that you think are gonna have the biggest weekend. Start on offense. Who in the lineup do you have an eye on this weekend?
I think Ace Reese. We talked about go ahead. I know it's an easy pick, but
no, that's fine.
I think his hitting against non-conference opponents has just been so good. He's also been at home the last few series. He's been amazing. I would expect two or three home runs, couple doubles, couple celebrations, and I think it's going to be a good weekend for him. I think this will really be able. He'll be able to start making his mark on postseason baseball. So I'll go with the third baseman.
Over under 1.5 home runs this weekend for Ace Reese.
Oh, over.
You're going over?
Yeah, I think so.
I like that. I'm going to go a little different here. I, if you made me make a prediction on this, I think Cincinnati's going to win this game, game two. And so I think that in game four, we've talked about the way Cincinnati likes to play. I'm going to give you a guy. I'm going to say Kevin Malewski plays a big role.
Oh, yeah.
I think State's going to play Cincinnati twice. So he's going to have to control the base paths. He's going to have to play great defensively. And here's the thing with him. When he got hurt against Texas A&M, he was having a great weekend. He had 3 hits, I think, on Friday night. He had a couple hits before he got hurt on Saturday. I think if he stayed in the lineup, State might have gotten another win there.
Yeah, and I feel like he's been figuring out the last half of the year, for sure.
He's starting to get better. This is a guy I would love to see a way for him to find another year of eligibility. I think getting hurt at the beginning of the season put him behind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can come through and have a great weekend for Mississippi State. So Malewski is going to be my offensive, for lack of a better term, playmaker. Who's your pitching playmaker?
Honestly, I would love to see a great weekend from Ryan McPherson.
Yeah.
I feel like the first two starts he's had haven't been amazing. They've been, the first one was a nightmare, but the second one was okay. And I think it's time for him to really break out of his shell and break out of that injury guru. And he had, that week off where he played in the inner squad and was great. I think he could be the guy who really slams the door shut on this regional. Obviously, he'll be taken out of the Sunday game at some point. But I feel like at that point, he would be able to give them a good enough lead. So I'm going to go with McPherson. If he does really well, I think they win this regional in 3 games.
The other side of that is, if you're Georgia, and McPherson comes out there on Sunday and he throws 6 2/3, strikes out 10, only gives up a couple hits, you're looking at him going, oh, no.
Yeah.
We didn't face this guy when we played him in Starkville, and we got to face him and Valinkas. So you went with a guy who's probably going to have a chance to close out this series. I'm going to go with the guy who starts it off in Duke Stone. Got to get off to a good start, all right? Cannot look up in the third or fourth inning and he's sitting at 65, 70 pitches already, and you're going to have to bring in somebody from the bullpen, maybe have to go through 4 pitchers in that first game. He needs to be clean. If you go back to his start against Lipscomb earlier this year, he threw 4 innings of no hit, no walk baseball. Perfect. You get 12 up, 12 down when he faced Lipscomb. You need that again. That's the kind of energy I need from Duke Stone. Stone has been kind of up and down this year. When he's been really good, he's been really good. He's kind of like the bullpen. When he's been bad, it's been bad. It's been a struggle. State needs him to show up in a big way in this first game on Friday. Before we get to your prediction, so I'll let everybody know one more time, we've been here all day at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. This is one of the best restaurants in Starkville. Great people. Tyler and his staff are outstanding. Come in here, get a great pizza, get a cold beer. It's a great place to come before the game, after the game, Boardtown Pizza and Pints. And if you want to order as we go, just give them a call at 662-498-498. 1-888-346-1555. We've also been brought to you today by the Bellsmith, home of the Lefty Bells. I'm going to go ahead and let's go ahead and pull the
jerk on
this. We're gonna get a winner here. If somebody will show me how to open this, I guess. So we've got an awesome custom cowbell to give away. And I'm just going to make an assumption that I just pull this here. Oh, there we go.
Should we shake it up a little bit?
I'm going in blind, Carlo. Going in blind. A lot of pressure. Who's the winner? Logan Black. All right, Logan, come on up here and grab this, my friend. You are our winner. Huh? Yeah, take it, man. Cheers.
It's all yours, brother.
Yeah. Awesome. Congrats, man. Congrats to Logan.
Congrats.
I see he's rocking that LA7 there, too. Very nice. Very nice. Yes, it is.
That
yes,
does
it
look
is.
Good.
All right. It's time for a prediction now, my friend. Mississippi State, Cincinnati, Louisiana, and Lipscomb. Who wins this regional, and how many games are we talking about?
I think State's going to go... I think they'll go 3-0. I think they'll beat Lipscomb. I think they'll beat Cincinnati in game two, and they'll finish it off on Sunday. The hardest game will be Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think that one will probably come down more to the wire. But I think just with how they've played in non-conference, they're not playing their ace. I think they'll be able to get it done. I think Cincinnati, I will tell you, I think they're going to be in a battle with Louisiana
yeah,
on Friday.
That should be a really good game.
That will be... win or lose, that emotional game for both teams, because it's going to be, I think that's going to be a really, I think that'll be a great game of baseball, frankly. Mm-hmm. And then you got to play the best of the best at Mississippi State on Saturday. I think so.
I agree with you 100%. I do think that this is going to be a three-game sweep is not the right word, but for Mississippi State, I think the Bulldogs take it, and they will advance to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. And I'm just going to say this, beating a team six times in 1 year,
impressive.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so.
We'll talk about that, though, when we get there. I want to thank everybody who's come out here today. It's been really fun. Congrats to Logan back there, winner of the cowbell. Congrats to everybody who came out. Thank you all so much for joining me here. This has been Thunder and Lightning Live on Super Talk Mississippi, presented by Jess Brantley, Alpha Insurance in West Point, the Bellsmith, Boortown Pizza and Pints, and our good friends at Fastnet Fiber Internet. Sports Talk Mississippi in about an hour. I got to get back to the studio. Talk to you guys later.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.